I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. So the Boston Red Sox are out of the playoff picture this year. Hey, there's always next year, as they say. I did see that the Cleveland Indians beat the Toronto Blue Jays last night to take a commanding lead in the American League Championship Series. And here's a fact for you. Of the 18 players in last night's starting lineups, half were born outside of the U.S. Major League Baseball has done a good job of finding talented young players abroad, especially in countries like Venezuela and the Dominican Republic. But now the majors are hoping to find their players in other parts of the world, and they're looking pretty much everywhere. Our colleagues at the BBC spent time with one young South African who dreams of making it to the majors.
Hey, play doubles now! Play doubles!
I've been playing baseball since I was 7 years old. My name is Kogezo Manamela. I'm from Alexandra in Johannesburg. I'm 18 this year. Soon I have trials for Major League Baseball camp.
Three! Stay alive!
So right now I'm working on pitching and hitting the right zone. And he's working on his batting stance and making sure that he hits right side. Hey, nice boy! My goals in the sport is to get signed and play abroad.
My name is Americo Juma. I'm 34 years old. Originally, I'm from Zimbabwe. My job is coaching baseball. I'm from South Africa Baseball Union, working in connection with MLB, Major League Baseball. This is the playball program that we are running for the township kids.
Step and throw. Okay, let's go.
Major League Baseball has started investing in Africa. I think they have noticed that there is talent in Africa.
Go hard, boy, go hard, go hard. All the way, you're not running, go!
There is a great future for African baseball. There is a lot of potential in Africa. We've got a very good youth development program in South Africa, and it's moving and it's excelling, and we do have lots of talent in that program. And we also have Uganda is coming up. We also have Kenya. We also have Ghana, Zimbabwe. We've got Ivory Coast, and we have got Tanzania is also playing baseball. So the game is spreading in Africa.
Good job, let's go.
MLB, are realizing that there's untapped talent, there is raw talent in Africa. It's my message to the Americans saying, hey guys, watch out, the African players are coming. The African players are coming, they just need time.
One, two, three, Badgers! Hey,
come on. Today we're playing against the Wolves. Right now I'm a bit nervous because I've never faced the pitcher before, but I think I'll do what's right.
I believe that MLB has seen that there's a wide variety of talent that is in not only South Africa, but in the entire continent as a whole. I believe that through my hard work and determination, I will make it to the MLB.
That was 17-year-old Kogezo Manamela and his coach Americo Juma in Johannesburg. With me now to discuss Major League Baseball's expansion into Africa is Anders Kelto. He spent 4 years reporting for us in South Africa. So tell us a little more about the program that Kogezo is preparing for, Anders.
So he's trying to make it to what's called the African Elite Camp. It's this program that was started by Major League Baseball about 5 years ago. And the idea is they identify talented players from all across the continent, bring them to this camp, in 1 week-long camp in Cape Town. Scouts from the U.S. come and identify talented players and maybe even sign them to a professional contract. Recently, it's mostly been players from South Africa and Uganda, which apparently have the two most well-developed baseball programs in Africa.
So this is called the African Elite Camp, obviously geared toward the African continent. Why Africa? And is this happening with the major leagues in other parts of the world?
Yeah, I think there's sort of this sense that Africa is this huge untapped market, right? There's about 1 billion people living there. And I think this is equal parts talent search and brand promotion. I mean, Major League Baseball obviously has an interest in building its fan base, including in parts of Africa. They can sell more jerseys. They can get more viewership. And so they benefit from this type of program, even if they don't sign the next Derek Jeter.
Right. Have they discovered any diamonds yet?
I'm told that there are 6 or 7 African-born, African-raised players who are now in the U.S. farm systems. There's one guy named Gift Ngope, who is a top prospect apparently for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And is apparently a very promising talent. He actually has a pretty amazing story. He grew up, literally grew up in the clubhouse where his mom was the janitor for the local baseball team.
Wow.
But to date, no African-born player has started a Major League Baseball game. But the people I've been speaking with say that they are hopeful that that day will come soon.
I can just imagine the obstacles to getting to good baseball in sub-Saharan Africa. You got to build facilities, set up at least some small competitive league, train coaches, and then there's soccer. You got to compete with that too. Not to mention the question, how do you play the game? What success have African countries actually had with baseball so far?
Well, you're exactly right. It's hugely challenging. I mean, soccer is the sport in Africa. And if you think about it, it's very easy to organize a soccer game. All you need is a little bit of space and a ball. Game on. With baseball, you need at least a few more players. You need bats. Ideally, you would have gloves. And you need a lot more space because you hit the ball a lot farther. So, and if you think about how African cities are often laid out, you don't have a lot of space in these crowded urban areas for kids to play. So that is a big challenge. But, you know, baseball has been growing. There are leagues now, club leagues all over South Africa. They've competed in the World Championships on a couple occasions. And so I think, you know, the sport is growing slowly, but surely.
Reporter Anders Kelte, formerly with The World in Cape Town, South Africa. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.